Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
Horror Podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We watched The Collector from 2009. It's directed by Marcus Dunstan, and he also directed, there is a sequel to this, and I think there's a third one that's coming out. Other than that, it seems like these are just the kind of movies he does. He has one called The Neighbor. There's also Unhuman, which I've heard people talk about, but we haven't seen that.
I haven't heard of Unhuman.
It's more recent, and maybe we should watch it, because I like this movie a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, it's the same.
Because this is a movie I completely missed. It was definitely something that was made during the 2000s when, like, Saw got big and Seven was really popular. Yeah. And I actually found out that this was pitched as a Saw prequel, but they, like, rejected it. So I guess they just turned it into its own thing.
Oh, okay.
Which I think checks out a lot.
Yeah.
Because this has a lot of tie. You can see it was made when, like, Saw was the big thing.
Yeah.
Totally. But I think it's kind of why I overlooked it, because it looked really kind of corny.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
Yeah, so I kept hearing people reference it, and part of me was like, okay, how much is this you guys being like nostalgic for it, the same way people are nostalgic for like Jeepers Creepers, you know, stuff like that, and how much of it is like, this is actually a good movie, because it seems to have a kind of cult popularity. Like, how much did you know about this?
I didn't know much about it. I remember seeing the trailer years ago and being like, okay, and like kind of ignoring it.
Yeah, I guess kind of missed both of us. But it had enough of a following that I was like, we might as well like check it out to see what it is, because I like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a lot of people are talking about something, part of me is like, I just want to know what this is. You know, even if it winds up being a piece of shit, it's like, at least I know it's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But this surprised me. There is a lot about it that is like very corny. Like, it's definitely a certain style that it feels a little like try hard, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you're saying. There's not a whole lot to the story.
Yeah.
So it feels like there's a little bit of an imbalance between like not having a whole lot of story, but also like,
yeah,
stylistically maybe not doing all it can. I don't know. I don't want to be rude.
It's stylized like a music video.
Like a 2000s music video. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like the audio. There's so much. We'll get into that more later, but there's so much weird stuff going on with all that stuff. And those are the kind of things that would normally really turn me off of a movie and make me just roll my eyes. But it's doing enough other things that are really cool that it winds up being like, okay, I can get into this as this kind of sleazy 2000s era, you know, movie that's trying to be really extreme and like really push the envelope and everything. But it does go much harder than I would have expected it to.
Yeah, I agree.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And there are some legit like creepy parts of this movie, which is makes me like it.
I think conceptually too, it just works super well. Because I don't want to get into that too much here if you don't know what this is, because we went in pretty blind. But the setup is that it's a guy who's like down on his luck. They give all these excuses for why he would need to do this. But he, as a handyman, is like scoping out this rich person's house so that he can come back and rob them. But the whole twist is that when he goes back to rob them, there is someone else there at the same time. And I don't know how much else to say. But it's a kind of like, it's a slasher movie mixed with like a Saw movie, I guess, is the way that I'd put it.
That's fair.
So that's kind of where you should put your expectations. And I actually like the fact that there are more. Although I thought there were three, but I think that's the big thing is the third one's in production.
Oh, okay.
So there's only two. And there's something weird about that. A 2009 movie that we're now getting part three in 2024. I want to see what they do in the era when Terrifier is the thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, are we going to really go for it? Or is it just going to be stuck in 2009, I guess? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I think those are the two ways.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about where it can go. And yeah, I think part of it does feel like a direct reference to, like, Saw and stuff like that. It feels almost like you can get a sense of them being like, oh yeah, you're gonna reject us for making a Saw movie. Well, we're gonna go way fucking harder. We're gonna make John Kramer look like a bitch. Like, it does feel very deliberate. And I think that's part of what I describe as, like, try hard.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it does feel like they're trying to really be like, look how fucked up we can do this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But it was fun. Mm-hmm. As this kind of movie, I had a really good time with it.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I think the concept is very, like...
It's a very cool concept.
It's outlandish and crazy, but it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll start the next section. If you want just a real quick idea of what the concept is without like going too deep into it, you know, you can just listen to that and then stop. I think I'm going to start doing that from now on.
Okay. Today.
Trying to make this as useful as I can. But let's get into spoilers. So what I'll say about the concept is, so it's the two of them in the house at the same time. And the reveal is that this other guy is basically like a slasher serial killer person who has set up an insane amount of traps all over the house. And it's meant to just terrorize the people living there, I guess, which is a really fucking scary concept. The idea that you could wake up and go to the bathroom and suddenly you're running into like fucking razor wire and stepping on nails and shit and just be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. This is a room full of bear traps. Oh, wait, is that?
I mean, we're in spoilers now.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess we could really get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, so right away in the beginning, they have the whole like Seven intro, you know, with like the wannabe Trent Reznor music and everything. That really set the stage as like, okay, I know what we're in for now.
Yeah.
It also uses a lot of the like green tint. Yes. Just like in Saw, like, Jesus.
I don't know what the green tint had a like hold on so many people in the 2000s.
They are totally going for it, though. Yeah. They know what they want to make. And it's also interesting that when we're introduced to the main guy who's like scoping the place out so that he can rob it, number one, it's the fact that they try so hard to explain why he's doing this, because they still want to sell like, he's a good guy, I swear he's a good guy, because he cares about his daughter a whole lot.
Right.
And it's like, oh, his wife owes money to loan sharks, which is
okay.
This is before ChatGPT, but it felt like that kind of story where it's like, okay, I guess they just don't want to explain this at all. And she has to have the money by midnight, so it's like he has to rob these people.
Now.
Yes, but I swear he's a good guy. Yeah. He's got a reason, you know?
Yeah.
But then the actor is like the skeeviest looking guy I've ever fucking seen. Like, nothing against the guy, but there's just something. He just seemed like a villain. You know what I mean?
He does like present kind of like a villain
scheme-esque.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the whole scene where he's like sitting in the room with the little girl, like just like
that was fucking weird. That's that like, was just weird.
What?
We don't need to get into that. Okay, we've dealt with contractors ourselves. That seemed very weird. But I will point out right now up front, I called it. I knew who the guy was. Remember the exterminator?
Oh, yeah. You called it. Like,
that's
you
right.
Completely called it. And what's so funny is, like, it was, like, a joke almost. Yeah. It was the exterminator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was just something about, because he seemed really, like, weird and kind of sinister for no reason. And he was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So it was just made me feel like there has to be something going on with this fucking exterminator guy. But yeah, I made that as a joke. And it was like, yeah, it was him. But I think right away when, because they don't spend a lot of time building this up. It's just like, yeah, loan shark, right. Like, so go get the money. Like, it just gets right into it.
Yeah.
And I actually like that because it meant that the whole movie is spent dealing with this fucking collector guy. And I think that was a good idea, you know, because it means there's not really a lot of slow parts. It is just kind of moving the whole time.
It goes into it.
It has a really good pace to it.
Yeah, I think what I like about this is, like, sometimes... Why do people have these loud-ass cars? So stupid. I really think they, I don't know, because the fucking car distracted me. I have zero idea what I was going to say.
I'll get you. You'll remember it, trust me. But immediately when he's in the house and suddenly there's like another set of feet that are like creeping, like all creepily. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Yeah. He's not like a dude just walking normally. He's also creeping. Like, yes. And that made me think, like, how scary would that be if you were already like, I'm not supposed to be here. I just want to get the fuck out. And then you hear another creeper. It's like, and you have no idea what they're doing there. That was cool right away.
Yeah.
But then they really kind of get into it when he runs into the father who was living there, mm-hmm. and he's like all cut to shit and like really badly injured, and he's immediately like, why are you doing this? Like, he's surprised to see him there.
Yeah.
And it kind of quickly reveals that there are traps all over every inch. We could not wrap our heads around the timeline here.
Yeah.
Because we kept reminding each other, we were like, this is all the same day, right? Like, they set it up as she had to have the money by midnight today. And he was just at the house, right?
Probably, like, around, like, 5. Yeah. You know? Like, it's literally, like, not making sense.
What? Like, the only explanation is if the collector is, like, a demon. He's not, like, a human.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how he set up all these complex traps all over every inch of the house. He put locks on the doors and everything. It's so extravagantly done. It's like, seriously, John Kramer and his little devices, it probably took him months to put that together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's like a very scary concept. Mm-hmm. And we were definitely getting to a point where we were like, oh my God, you were doing too much. This is so unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kept saying he needed to be nerfed.
He did. He's too powerful.
Yes. Because it's the idea that these traps are everywhere, and they're set up in all these stupid ways. Like, when he goes to use the phone and there's a spike on it, it's almost like Dennis the Menace shit.
Yeah,
you know?
It really is.
And, like, nails on the stairs and constant, like, trip wires and shit.
Yeah, the razor blades through the, like, window.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that was really horrible.
All the windows. That's what I'm saying, though. It's so much.
Yeah.
There's so many. It was like, okay, there's already too many traps. Because it's every 2 feet. But then he's also there, too.
Yeah, he's also creeping around. Yeah.
Just creeping around with a knife.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too much.
He has his glowing, like, eyes, too.
Yeah, he looks
really
scary
creepy.
As hell.
Oh, my God. When they showed just the shadow of him, I was like, oh, my God, that's so scary.
Every time, once they started showing his face, every time I was on screen, we were just like, ew.
Ew.
Like, no, go away. So they do a good job with that. But that's what I'm saying. It's too much.
It's way too much.
It's like, dude, pick a lane. Like, either you creep around trying to kill them, or you do the traps and use, like, cameras. You know, like Jigsaw.
Yeah, you can only have one.
You can't do both. We were saying, like, imagine if John Kramer was walking around with a knife.
Yeah, no.
It's like, no, it's too much, man. Yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It felt like it went so much further than I expected it to, because it does get, like, very brutal and really sadistic, because he is he's basically trying to trap them with all these traps and then take them downstairs where he just tortures them.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, horrible. It's, like, the fucking worst.
Yeah. There's, like, there's no up in this situation if you run into, like, there's no, like, escape.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah, because then it's also like they reveal that basically if he doesn't like you, he kills you. But if he does like you, then he puts you in a fucking trunk and collects you and takes you around. And so it's like, yeah, there's no winning here.
No.
Like, they're both bad.
Yeah, both bad options.
It's such a scary concept. And
I think
if I could say anything about this, it's that it's a really cool, really scary concept. And when they execute on it, it's basically exactly the style that it should be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that's the thing about it being, like, a music video. It's got this weird, like, fast, frenetic editing that sometimes just feels like, what? Like, it's just cutting, like, every 2 seconds. And then it also has this weird sound, like, the collector himself is making this weird, like, moaning sound.
Yeah.
And it's almost musical. It's so bizarre. It's, like, such a weird flow state that it gets into. But it's a style that is very much, like, it's a kind of one-of-a-kind style. you know, and I think if they continue keeping this style in the sequels, I think I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
Because it's a very bleak ending. Because, by the way, this guy, he seems to be the most ineffectual hero ever. Like, they build him up as, I guess, he's, like, super observant and capable. Because there's a scene in the beginning when there's, like, wasps landing on his hand and he blows a cigarette to make them go away. I was like, this is the most throwaway weird scene. But I think they're trying to sell this idea that like it basically is like he's the kind of person who can navigate the traps and be like really cautious and stuff.
But that's like it though.
Yeah, pretty much.
There is nothing else.
Yeah, and they try to build up these like these conflicts where, oh, he wants to steal the money from the safe, he needs it for his family. But he's also got this opportunity to save these people, you know, and that moral part of it, I just don't think it worked for me at all.
It didn't work for me either. It didn't really land.
Especially because every time that he rescued someone, especially the women, they would just instantly die.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't help at all here.
Yeah, he actually, like, they would have been better off had he just not been there.
Yeah, it became predictable. Yes. Like, when he went back to save the little girl, we were like, no, leave, get the police. Like, she doesn't need you. But also, I don't know if this is a 2000s thing or what, but this movie killed all of our pets.
Oh,
like, this
yes.
movie really didn't give a fuck about showing animals die. And that is the thing that almost made me just say, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
Because the way that they showed the cat dying was
That's so awful. Crazy.
It's so, like, violent and drawn out.
Yeah.
It was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But they kill every animal. Because then they kill...
horribly.
Yes. They kill a dog later. And there's even a part where he's standing over an aquarium.
Yeah.
And, like, we have a cat and the very treasured aquarium.
Yes.
We're fish freaks here. But when he was holding the aquarium, it was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what are you doing?
I know.
And he, like, tips it over. He kills all of our pets.
Yes. Felt so bad for those fish.
Yeah. So that's a weird one that, like, if that's a no-go for you, like... You cannot watch this movie.
Oh,
it's some of the worst that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because we talked before about People Under the Stairs, where they killed a dog in that movie, but the dog's acting is so unbelievable, and it's, like, not graphic or anything, so it just didn't bother us.
Yeah, the dog, like, looked happy.
Yeah. This is totally the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, the animals look like they're in distress.
Yeah.
It was not cool.
No.
So I'm glad that we're past that, that we don't really do that anymore in movies, but... I think that's a sign of this era, too, where it's just trying to be as, like, edgy and extreme as possible.
Yeah, and it does look like they used real fish. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
They probably were just like, it's fucking fish, who cares, like most people. Aside from that, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think the collector himself, I think he's become, like, pretty iconic just from watching this one movie.
I could definitely see that. I mean, the concept is so crazy and...
Yeah.
The design of the character is creepy. Yes. So creepy.
And it also made me wonder, like, what is this man's life? You know, it's like, I guess he works as a exterminator.
Clearly. I don't think he does a lot of exterminating. It does look like he collects bugs, too.
Probably. I mean, he's the collector. I guess that's the whole thing is like, oh, he also collects humans. But the amount of time and effort into, like, setting up the traps and dealing with, like, the people that you collect and storing them and all this shit, it's like...
He has to be, like, supernatural, right?
That's what I was wondering. Because his eyes do look weird.
Yeah.
They're, like, glowing and stuff sometimes. I'm wondering if they get into that in the sequels. And it's funny because normally, you know, you look at something like Halloween, I hated when it went, like, supernatural and weird. It was like, oh, man, this was so grounded and cool. We didn't need to do all that.
Yeah.
For this kind of movie, I would be totally fine with it. And it would at least explain how this was possible, you know?
So you want the lore.
Look, I don't need a lot. It can just be like, yeah, he's a demon. That's it. We don't need to know anything more than that.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I think if they really lean into it, in the next couple of movies, going to be pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
But you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank all the movies we cover. How about this? Above Last Voyage of the Demeter, below Jennifer's body.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. It's number 57 on our list. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. You can also find us on TikTok. We do 2 videos a week right now. And you can go to our shop, which is at ghostbeast.com, buy some stickers. Thank you. Bye.